Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Revelation series. I'm Martin Zender. I make sense for a living 5 days a week from my laundry room studio here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I make sense 7 days a week, you just don't know it, on the weekends. Yesterday I thanked Selena in Massachusetts and my sister Kelly for getting these shows out to you. And today I'm going to thank you. I need to thank you for your support, whether you're sending me money to help keep me going, or you're sending me encouragement, or you're asking me long questions. It's great to hear from you, and I read everything that you write. I'm having a hard time responding right now, and every time that happens, you are so nice out there. You're so kind to me, and you give me the benefit of the doubt. Martin, I know you're busy. I know it takes time, and it is a time issue, but not primarily. I have to be honest with you here. It's not primarily an issue of I don't have time. It's an issue of emotional outlay, emotional expenditure. I often do not have the emotional capital to give out of my heart and soul and spirit. I'm putting it into the show. I'm putting it into my writing. And so it's very, sometimes very difficult for me to give something that sometimes I just don't feel I have. I have to let the bank fill up. I have to let the account, the emotional account, build back up before it overflows outside this show and outside the ZWTF newsletter and comes to you. Every time I write a word in response to a letter, that's creative energy going out that I'm not putting into a book or a newsletter. And I want to do it. Believe me, the spirit is so willing. I want to do it. The October 1st marked the 24th year of this enterprise, entering the 25th year now. And I have written thousands, tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of emails, letters, notes. And I'm becoming exhausted. And I need to refill the tank. People tell me I need to get away. People tell me you need to go on vacation and really be on vacation. Don't think. Don't study. Don't read. I don't know how to do that. I really don't know how to do that. I do need to do it. It's a great theory. It's a great idea. But I just don't know how to do it. So I feel guilty every day. I don't feel guilty with Christ. I don't feel guilty with God. I feel guilty because I owe you letters. I owe you thanks. I owe you so many things, and I give what I can, but many times a letter or a contribution, even though I see it and I look at it and I thank God for it, and my heart breaks in appreciation, I don't respond sometimes. And this puts a pit in my stomach, and I have to take a deep breath and dispel it. It's tough. It's hard on me. I don't like not being able to do it. Somebody says, well, just send out a standard issue card, just some pre-printed thank you card. I hate that too. It's so institutional. That's not what I do. I respond personally to everybody. I don't cut and paste anything with you. I never have cut and paste. I don't do it. And so instead of doing that, I end up, because my intentions are pure and holy, but my spirit is willing, the flesh is weak, I end up not doing anything. And that makes me feel like crap. And so today, let this be my thanks to you corporately. Please allow me this. Allow me to thank you for your letters of encouragement, for the financial help that you give me to keep this work going, and to give away books to keep me afloat. I thank you for that. Let this be a thank you to all of you. You know who you are, and I know who you are. Nothing gets by me unread. I appreciate and I relish, I glory in everything you send me. Thank you for that. Back to the Philadelphians. I'm in Revelation chapter 3. We find out that the enemies of the Phillies, might as well call them the Phillies. The enemies of the Phillies are going to worship before them. They're going to worship at their feet, that they may know that God loves them. Speaking of feet, I told you before that God honors those places of the human body that seem to us to be less noble, such as the feet. That's why Jesus Christ washed the disciples' feet. People look at that saying that God is going to bring creation to his feet. All will eventually worship at his feet. And they see his feet as a place of subjection, as a place of like authoritarian rule. The Iron Club, here it comes. But it's actually the place where some of the most blessed things in the scripture transpired. The woman who wept at Jesus' feet and washed her hair with his feet. The woman who broke the jar of attar at his feet. Many great things. Jesus himself washing the feet of the apostles. We hear of the foot of the cross. That's where people get broken down. That's where they come, to the foot of the cross. Isn't there a hymn about that? At the foot of the cross. I don't even know if it exists. I just made it up. It sounds pretty good though. I may work on that after the show. That's where many glorious things happen, at his feet. And so if you're at the Lord's feet, it's a good thing. Oh, where was Mary while Martha was making tuna fish sandwiches and cucumber salad in the kitchen? She was at Jesus' feet. She was learning. She was sitting on the ground, probably Indian style. Sorry for being politically incorrect there, and learning of Christ. So at the feet of Christ is a great thing. They will be worshiping before your feet. Seeing that you keep the word of my endurance. Oh, yeah. Seeing that you keep the word of my endurance, I will be keeping you out of the hour of trial, which is about to be coming on the whole inhabited earth to try those dwelling on the earth. I am coming swiftly. Hold on 1 second here. What exactly do you mean, John, Jesus, that you will be keeping the Philadelphians out of the hour of trial? These people are of the circumcision. They have not been part of the snatching away. There is great indignation coming on the earth. The body of Christ has not been appointed to indignation. Therefore, the body of Christ has been vamoosed. How is it that these Philadelphians will be kept from the hour of trial, which is about to be coming on the whole inhabited earth, to try those dwelling on the earth? I am coming swiftly. Hold what you have, that no one may be taking your wreath. The one who is conquering, him will I be making a pillar in the temple of my God, and he may be coming out nevermore. And I will be writing on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which is descending out of heaven from my God, and my new name. This is it. There will be some who will be unscathed by the bowls, by thunders, by the lightnings of the tribulation. All right, let me take it to a new level based on this verse. I'm going to take it to a new level. I'm not going to put my preformed ideas, even as scriptural as these preformed ideas are, into this. I am going to look at this with new eyes and assume I don't know anything. This is amazing what's coming to me. I also will be keeping you out of the hour of trial, which is about to be coming on the whole earth. It's not saying that you're going to be sealed to go through the hour of trial. That's 144,000. There, the Philadelphians, if I were you people, and if I were you Jews, and I were going somewhere in Turkey to escape some kind of persecution, or because you feel like your brethren are gathering, I would go to the banks of the Cagamus River. That's where I would go, because that's where the Ecclesia of Philadelphia is. I would go 80 miles east of Smyrna. Smyrna being the Turkish city of Izmir. That's where I would go. If I were going to find birds of a feather with whom to flock together, I repeat, go to the Cagamus Riverbank in Western Asia Minor. Get on your bicycle or in your car, whatever you need to do. Start the odometer at zero, hit the trip refresh, and go 80 miles east of Izmir, which is the location of the ancient city of Smyrna, and go to the region of ancient Philadelphia that is known today for its variety of temples and worship centers. Because if you're in Philadelphia, you apparently you apparently are going to be kept from the hour of trial, which is about to be coming on the whole inhabited earth, to try those dwelling on the earth. That's even better than being sealed to go through it. You're going to be kept from it. In what way? I don't know. Will you be on some sort of mountain retreat? I don't know. But this is what you need to do. This is a special thing with the Philadelphians. Why are they so great again? They have a little power. They have a little power, but they keep his word. I love this. It's not about power. It's about keeping his word. It's not about having armor, having might. It's about doing what he says. Jesus said, keep my commandments. This is important for an Israelite. So this is what you need to do. You need to go 80 miles of Izmir on the Congamas River, and you need to, you know, just hang out there and listen to his word. Keep his word. Do not disown his name, because he has granted you the synagogue of Satan. Those who are lording it over you now, the synagogue of Satan, he's granted you them. He has given you them, just like God gave over the Canaanites to Israel. He's giving you your enemies. He's putting them at your feet where they're going to worship you like the brothers of Joseph. This is a great thing. Philadelphia, God, this is the best place. This is the best place to be. Hold what you have, that no one may be taking your wreath. Yeah, who's going to let it go now when they find out they're being kept from the hour of trial? Kept from it. They're going to go to some secret place that's better even than the 144,000. If I'm reading this right, it's pretty apparent here. Verse 12, the one who is conquering, him will I be making a pillar in the temple of my God. This is not only being in the temple of God, that is being part of the worship service, which will be the order of the day of the Melchizedek priesthood, but you'll be a pillar in the temple. You'll be not a literal pillar. You're not going to be a stand of plaster. You are going to be an essential part. You're going to be a ruling figure in that system. I mean, that's something else right there. A pillar. Where did that go? I will make you a pillar in the temple of my God, and he may be coming out nevermore. So you're never going to leave there. Nevermore, you know, as long as that temple stands, you will be there. Of course, that temple will be displaced. The millennial temple will be displaced by a new heavens and a new earth in which there is no temple. But as long as there's a temple standing, you Philadelphians who obey his word, even though you have a little power, just a wee little bit of power, you will be pillars in the temple of God and will be magnates of the kingdom. You will be great administrators of the thousand years, ruling with a rod of iron, no doubt, and your enemies at your feet worshiping you, drooling all over you, thinking you're going to kill them, but instead you bless them. Won't that be a happy shock for your former enemies? I will be writing on him the name of my God, writing on him. Maybe this is where people get the idea of tattoos. I never get it. I don't get tattoos. I think the skin is beautiful. The human body is beautiful. I think women especially, I think, can potentially ruin their bodies with pictures in places where you don't want to see pictures. You just want to see the human body, and you're distracted by like Daffy Duck or Popeye or something. It's just, don't do it. But this is God writing his name on you. A tattoo is a permanent thing, unless you get rid of it, of course, but this you will not be able to get rid of. It's the mark of God on you, and he will be writing on you the name of the city of my God, which will be Jerusalem and New Jerusalem. Okay, well, he'll write the name of the millennial Jerusalem on you, and then when the new heavens and new earth comes, then you get the name of the New Jerusalem. So maybe it's not as permanent as I at first thought here. Maybe coming out nevermore, which descending out of heaven from my God and my new name. Yeah, all this is the wonderments of eons 4 and 5. Who has an ear? Let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the ecclesias. I think there's one more ecclesia here, Laodicea, but I want to be a Philadelphian. How ironic that Philadelphia today in the American, American city in Pennsylvania is kind of a mess. I took a train once through South Philly, and it was like a war zone. City of brotherly love, my arse, doesn't exist in eastern Pennsylvania. However, things that we only see today in type and shadow, in name only, will be true in substance, especially when God writes his name in the name of the New Jerusalem on the very bodies of those of you of the future city of Philadelphia, who are so good and so loyal as to listen and heed the words of God.